This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now, because there's a ball game in the state of Maryland tonight, Vinny Serrato, down at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie Bay Sox make their home opener debut, 6:30. Manager of the Bay Sox joins us, Gary Kendall. Skip, how are you?
How are you?
Doing great. Appreciate your time. And, you know, you guys have started on the road, and you've done quite well, given the circumstances. But getting back home means what to you guys tonight?
Well, it's just familiar, you know, just getting back home and your familiar grounds and, you know, the way the surface plays and know what to expect. And, you know, certainly you get a home opener crowd, which is really going to be exciting for our guys, you know, have some people in the stands that we're familiar with. And instead of a hostile environment in Akron and Erie. But all things considered, you know, we had a pretty decent opening to our season. We were 3-1 in Akron, played pretty well. Could have swept them, actually. We'd played a little better. And then Erie, we kind of coughed up a game there, but took a game yesterday, which was important to get on the road for a six-hour trip back.
Now, who are some of the players that we need to know about?
Well, I tell you, you know, we have some guys that were returning from last year, and also we've had some additions that came up from lower levels. In left field, DJ Stewart, who's our former number one pick, has been playing just about every night in left field, and he's doing a nice job. He's got a pair of home runs. He had a big home run yesterday to give us some tack on runs that we needed, and he's swinging about okay, and he's playing in left field. And Cedric Mullins, who was got a lot of hype to him right now, and well-deserved hype because he's played very well in big league camp. And he's been playing center field a lot for us, even though we're going to move him around a little bit in the outfield. And he's hitting above 500, actually, right now, and he's got some home runs. He's put together good swings from both sides of the plate and doing a really nice job patrolling center field, you know, ranging laterally left and right. And Garibald Rosa, who's a returning player from last year and the year before, actually, and he's been a very versatile. Those who go down to spring training games, he's a familiar guy that comes over from minor league camp. Very versatile guy, can play the infield, outfield. He's putting some good swings on the ball. Adrian Rodriguez, who's actually leading the league in home runs with four and doing a nice job for us at first base, a big, strong kid from the Dominican Republic. A shortstop last year from Frederick, Eric Salcido, who's playing a really good shortstop for us, giving us a lot of solidity there and doing a nice job on the bases and swinging the bat particularly well. You know, this year we got behind the plate Austin Wins and Audrey Perez. Audrey was an International League All-Star last year, and Austin is a guy that's kind of floated back between Frederick and Norfolk last year, and both of them are strong defensive catchers, and both of them are actually swinging the bat real well. So as far as offensively, you know, with guys like Drew Doshi and Adrian Morin and some guys that are from last year that are playing real well. So right now, we're swinging the bats real well right now, Bob.
Yeah, I'm looking at the batting averages, and you guys are like the 76 Yankees. Everybody's pretty much hitting over 300 right now. But let's talk about Rodriguez, four home runs. He'll be 26, I believe, later on in the year. Just talk about this guy and how he had a big year last year for Frederick, how he's kind of blossomed and come into his own here as of late.
Yeah, you know, we saw him a couple years ago. He was in the Eastern League. He was with the Binghamton Mets. And he wasn't getting a whole lot of playing time there. He was playing some third, some first, some outfield. And he was let go by the Mets. And actually, I was in the Dominican with Kent Qualls, and we invited him to our complex to work out with our young kids down there. And he got in great shape. And the Orioles signed him. He was assigned to Frederick. He probably could have made our ball club last year in Bowie, but just out of necessity, they needed him in Frederick. And he put together a real fine season there, and he's playing very well here for us so far. And he's a nice kid. And you know, he's got a little bit of length to the swing that we want to try to correct a little bit, but he's got some pop in his bat, and he can defend, and he can move around. He can play the corners, a little in the outfield, so we're excited to have him.
Now, do you guys get any direction from Buck or Duquette on, you know, like, say, with Mullins, you know, a Can you play him in right field and left field? Some, that's more where we have a need than in center field because of Adam Jones. Do you have those situations?
You know, we do in the past. We have, and just to make guys, you know, kind of fit what they possibly may need down the road. Even though he, like you used Mullins, for example, who's our center fielder, and he has played a game in left field here, and he'll be going back between left, center, and right just to give Buck some options down the road in case he fits on that club. And but on Mullins, not so much this year. We haven't gotten any calls. However, I kind of jumped the gun a little bit, just knowing what our skipper likes up there, and kind of wanted to put him out left and just give him a little taste of a lot of positions out there in the outfield.
Now, what do you do, like, in spring training? Are you involved with the big club, or do you guys have your own spring training?
Well, I go to big league camp generally when it's pitchers and catchers, and then I leave to run a mini camp, which is ran for, it's prior to our minor league camp, and it's for players that play in B games.
Okay.
And in split squads, and so that he has options to bring guys over to pitch as backup pitchers or backup players in those normal spring training games. And that usually runs about 3 weeks until position players arrive, and then it's a full camp at minor league camp that I'm at.
So, like, in the wintertime and stuff, when you guys have, like, organizational meetings, does Buck, like, give you guys, like, directions on, you know, here's what I want taught, here's my philosophies, those kind of things?
That's generally done in spring training.
Okay.
Since I've been here, we've only had one organizational meeting since Buck has been here, and that was Buck's first season, and that was out there in Arizona with Andy McPhail, actually. And since then, we haven't had any organizational meetings. But during spring training, what is done up there at the major league level is done at the minor league level. And Brian Graham, our farm director, field coordinator, he does an outstanding job of, along with the roving instructors, our outfield, infield, base running, all those people. And whatever's done up there at the major league level with Wayne Kirby, Bobby Dickerson, Scott Coolball, and Roger McDowell are doing, that's what we're doing in the minor league. There's a lot of continuity.
Gotcha. Gary Kendall, manager of the Bowie Bay Sox, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bay Sox tonight against Harrisburg, 6:30, Prince George's Stadium. It's the home opener, 2017. So go get your tickets and enjoy some baseball here on this Thursday night. Let's get to your pitchers. We talk about the offense. Two guys in particular, Jesus Lorenzo and Tanner Scott, two guys with power arms. Talk about what needs to be done for both of them to take that next step up here to the major leagues.
Well, starting with Tanner, I mean, Tanner had a start for us in Erie where he went three innings, and, you know, he threw the ball well. Velocity was good. You know, the big thing with Tanner is the, not just improve his fastball command, but get him to use his breaking ball more. You know, a lot of times when he was used out of the bullpen, he'd come in and he would throw pitches just to get through that inning, whatever dictated him getting through that inning. So if a slider wasn't required because he was beating guys with fastballs, he wouldn't develop that slider. So it was kind of a wasted night, if that makes any sense. And then
right.
So now that he's in a rotation where he's going to go three innings and he's going to start as of right now, and we have a piggyback situation with Jason Garcia, so that way a three-inning start, he's going to have to use a slider more, and he's going to face more hitters. He's going to get spread out a little bit more. Even though down the road he may be viewed organizationally as a relief pitcher, but right now to increase not only just the amount of pitches but the quality of his pitches and to get him to use the good usage of all his pitches, that's the reason why he's put in a rotation. And we did the same thing a couple years ago with a couple different pitchers. And you know what? The results are good, always good. And he threw some good sliders the other night. And they're sliders that if he was used out of the bullpen, we might not have saw. And so he's doing a nice job for us. He's got a great arm. He's blessed with a great arm. So we're fortunate to have him. Jesus Lorenzo is a kid who kind of jumped from Delmarva to Bowie last year. And he's a power-throwing right-hander who throws the ball easy. The ball really jumps out of his hand. He's a fastball slider, split change. And, you know, he's got a lot of bottom action to a split. His slider's got some sharpness, some depth, some tightness to it. He's a guy that really needs to work on just commanding the ball. When he gets in trouble, it's because of the walk, and it's something that we're just trying to address down here. You know, he's going to be worked out of our bullpen.
Now, you had Chance Cisco last year. What type of prospect is he?
You know, he's a good-looking prospect. He can hit. He knows the strike zone. He uses the whole field to hit. He doesn't strike out. He's a tough out versus left-handed pitching. I thought he received very well last year. There were some things throwing the ball to second base that just to quicken his feet up, just to work on his transfer, that I think could be used to improve him. But he did a nice job for us last year, was an all-star here, and I know he's catching every day up in Norfolk. But I think he's a prospect. You know, I look at a guy like that who's a young hitter that uses the whole field. His power is coming. You know, not that, you know, it's mandatory that he has so much power, but, you know, he's driving the ball in the alleys. He's hitting some home runs now, and, you know, he's a good-looking hitter. And what I like about him is that he uses the whole field, and there's not a glaring weakness as far as, you know, facing the breaking ball or the changeup. You know, he hits the fastball. So there's a lot of good things. He has a lot of attributes.
Now, is the progression normally single A to double A to triple A to the big leagues, or they'll jump from double A to the big league? What is the normal progression, and what's the thinking?
Well, normal progression is, you know, A to double A to triple A. But sometimes, depending upon the athlete and what you have, like when you have a Machado or you have like Donnie Hart, you know, Donnie Hart pitched in a major league game before he went to his first big league camp. And it's what that player brings to the table. You know, and sometimes when a player possesses certain tools and he has the type of makeup that fits, that he's not easily frazzled, he's got a maturity, he's got that sense of poise, and Buck's great at evaluating that when he looks at our system. And, of course, he relies on, you know, RJ and myself and Ryan Miner and Keith Bodie to also give their opinions and the coaching staffs. But a lot of times those players can handle going up there. You know, Machado was a guy that he's blessed with so many tools offensively that when he went up there, you know, he just fits. And, you know, when you go up there and you're starting to play up there next to a J.J. Hardy and, you know, a Chris Davis, and those players around you also make you better. And, you know, just the knowledge of playing next to a guy like J.J. Hardy, I'm sure, helped Manny Machado tremendously. And just to hear Donnie Hart talk about, you know, being around – some of the bullpen guys that he's around up there, and you just absorb things on the knowledge of how to pitch and how to use your stuff up there.
Now, how much conversation during your season do you have with Buck or the big club?
We talk kind of frequently. You know, he talks, you know, as of right now, we haven't talked this year, but, you know, during the course of a season last year, maybe every 2 weeks he talks. And, you know, he does just always talk about the prospects. He talks about how things are going, how the staffs are going. Is there anything that they can do? They're very, very open to helping the minor leagues and to making things accommodate us and making things better for us. But they talk generally about every 2 weeks. We get a phone call, and it could be about, in the past, about guys like Mancini or Hart or Caleb Joseph, you know, guys that have just come through our system. But it's really good, and it makes an impact in our system when players see guys coming from this level,
right?
Knowing that how close they are, it just means a lot to a player that somebody's watching them.
Gary, if we let you roll, what about the overall talent in the organization? You've been here for a while. Where does it rate right now compared to, say, where it was a year or two ago?
You know, you go if you go by all the things that are written, you know, and all these periodicals and things like that, you know, you would say, oh, we don't have any players at all. But when I look around and I see a ball club like ours or ball clubs that we have in our system, and I see how they're competing and what they have, you know, below us, we have some really good arms down in Frederick. We have a really good-looking outfield in Frederick, a kid named Austin Hayes, and a kid named Gassaway, who also is playing the outfield down in Frederick. And so there's position players. I mean, you know, a lot of people just talk about some of the arms that we developed. There's some position players, you know, a Chance Sisko, now with Cedric Mullins is on the radar, DJ Stewart, you know, and a kid that actually is flying low under the radar is a kid named Austin Wins, our catcher, who can catch and throw with anybody in our league. And those guys have a role in the major leagues.
Gary Kendall, skipper of the Bowie Bay Sox, their home opener tonight against Harrisburg down at Prince George's Stadium, 6:35, first pitch. Gary, we appreciate
Thanks,
the time.
Gary.
Good luck
that
to the Bay Sox.
That was very informative, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
All right.
Talk
good
to you soon.
To you. Maybe you guys can stop down here.
Hey, I'll throw out that first pitch whenever you want there, Skip.
I'd like that.
Love
all
you
right?
Know. All right, bud. Thank you.
Take care.
Gary Kendall, Bowie Bay Sox manager here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.